Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to your favourite Rush Hour. We're all around the world and we're here at the District in the casino celebrating Bluey's 50th birthday party for the 11th time.
It was 6 months ago.
How many does he want?
We're getting a wonderful crowd building up here. So come down, say hello. We're live until 7 o'clock, boys. So really good to be around. But we've got to just straighten up a little bit with a heavy heart.
Gee, I knew I was going to stuff this up.
You're right, Jazz.
All right, mate, come on.
You're good. We lost Russell Ebert this afternoon.
Sorry.
He's been obviously really sick with leukemia and very close friend of Jazz's. And what you're hearing now is live and real. I came to the establishment with Jazz tonight to the District, and what a great place it is. And thanks for coming. We came in today, had no knowledge of this. Obviously, everyone knew he was really sick. And we saw the video that went out a couple of months ago, and I think everyone was in shock from that point onwards. But we obviously lost a champion, not only of the SNFL, but football in general. And on the way in, we had no knowledge of this until we walked in and someone came up. One of you guys came up and said, "Have you heard this?" And we'll know. And the first instinct, wasn't it, Charles? We didn't want to believe it. In cases like this, you don't want to believe things. So no, that's not right. And you want to believe that, but you know when it sinks in, and you know we're running through how we're going to do the opener, how we're going to do this because we're live at the District. We want to entertain you, but as you can see, he meant so much to so many people and he's really close to Jazz. And as you can see, we had it all sorted. We had the opener all sorted, but this is real and this is what live radio gets and is like. And, you know, we didn't want to do anything until obviously Port Adelaide came out and made a statement, and they have done that. And we'll get Bluey now to read the statement when it come out. And I think that statement there was the time that it all sank in for us. And Bluey, if you want to just read it out.
Yeah, no worries, Bern. That statement was released about 15 minutes ago. The Port Adelaide Football Club, on behalf of the Ebert family, sadly advises that club legend Russell Ebert passed away peacefully this afternoon after a battle with leukemia. The four-time McGarry medalist and member of the Port Adelaide Football Club and Australian Football Hall of Fame passed away at home, surrounded by his family, aged 72. Ebert, who played a club record 392 games and won 3 premierships and 6 Best and Fairest Awards, was recently elevated to legend status in the South Australian Sport Hall of Fame. The club asks that the Ebert family's privacy is respected at this time and thanks everyone on the family's behalf for the love and support it has received in recent months.
And part of that, when we sort of heard the news, I wrote a few things down about, you know, what Russell Ebert has done. And as I started writing, I filled almost 2 pages up with the stuff he'd done and almost had to cut it short. Russell Ebert, Order of Australia medal, originally from the Riverland, 392 games, Bluey, as you mentioned, 294 goals. For Port Adelaide, all-time games record holder, as you mentioned. He went over to Victoria and tried his hand for a while, 25 games, 29 state games for South Australia, unbelievable effort, 3 as captain, and he was a coach as well for a few years, 3-time premiership player, 4-time McGarry medalist, 6-time Port Adelaide best and fairest, and probably the footballer of South Australia, and that's why it's, you know, with heavy hearts that we have to mention that today. But you know, even Jar's telling me a little story off air before we went to air, you know, in the backyard growing up, it was Darren versus Andrew, which Darren probably would have won a lot of those battles, to be honest.
Yeah, good point, Brent.
But he always said, Barry Robin number 10 was Andrew, and Darren was always number 7, Russell Ebert. Yeah. And that's how much of an influence he had on young kids growing up, and their careers just crossed over for a short period of time. But in honour of Russell Ebert, we'll throw to a little montage.
Russell Ebert's got it. Russell Ebert was born in Bury, 1949, and football was in his blood. He moved to the Big Smoke and in 1968 debuted for Port Adelaide as an 18-year-old. This would be the start of a highly decorated and memorable career.
When you win that premiership, you win it for the whole club. You win it for every supporter.
Take us a bloody long time, but by Jesus, worth it.
Here in South Australia, by far the highest individual honour is to win the McGarry Medal. Only one player has won the McGarry Medal four times.
The first player ever to win four McGarry Medals, Russell, you bloody beauty.
Ebert is considered one of the club's greatest players of all time, proving effective in the attacking roles due to his physical build and stamina, while having the proficiency to hit teammates with accurate spearing passes.
Port Adelaide into attack, they need a goal, over to Ebert.
Ebert is credited with blooding a large number of champions that helped propel the club into the Australian Football League.
To anyone who's aspiring to be a league player, work as hard as you can, do whatever the coach instructs you, whether you think it's right or wrong. It's just a matter of hard work. The more you put in, the more you'll get out of the game. You do it to the best of your ability and don't do anything half-hearted.
Russell continued to give back to the club and the South Australian community with his leadership of the club's Power Community Youth Programs, and was particularly passionate about the Power to End Violence Against Women, challenging gender-based attitudes and promoting respectful relationships and an end to domestic violence.
We are more disrespectful now than I believe ever before, which is unacceptable, and that's why we continue with the messages of respectful relationships.
Ebert was also a passionate supporter of children living with disabilities and was a fundraising ambassador for the disability service organisation, Novita.
Rue, I'm going to be a little bit self-indulgent here, but every day after school, as a little boy, I wore my Port Adelaide gear and I got a nan to put number 7 on my back because I just wanted to be Russell Ebert. I know that sounds funny, but that's all I wanted to do when I was a kid. I remember talking to my dad about this once, and I grew up to commentate football, and I used to fly into state every weekend with Russell Ebert, and I thought, how good is this? The bloke, who was my hero. And I got to work with him, got a cool footy with him, played tennis at his house a lot.
He was also a regular blood donor at the Lifeblood Donor Centre, right up until he was diagnosed with acute myeloid leukaemia late last year.
His wife, Di, is the sister of Kim Lehman, who lives up at Wakery. They're my best mates. It's sad to see a strong man in the shape he is at the moment.
An amazing kick around the corner, Evans.
Lights will guide you home.
A paragon figure, not only to the Port Adelaide Football Club, but also the SA community.
Just a sincere thank you for all the support you've given us over so many years. Onward and upward.
Lost but not forgotten, Russell Ebert.
And what a great tribute that was to the great man. And yeah, round of applause, well done. He meant so much, as we said, to so many. And obviously Brett went on to play for Port Adelaide as well in the AFL, which he was so proud of. And Brad, who not only played in the AFL, but is also a Triple M employee as well and does the Saturday show with us. And we have a lot of fun with Brad, so our thoughts go out to them.
Absolutely.
And